The relentless message from the medical authorities is that booze is bad for our health. Doctors advise us to lay off drink because it causes a whole range of diseases, from liver problems to cancer, or so they say. If you were to believe a recent newspaper headline, give up all drink or risk dementia. Well, let's find out from a man who's researched booze and is in his new book, The Good News About Booze. It's Tony Edwards. Good morning, Tony.
Morning.
Yes, that particularly striking headline has made headlines itself, really, hasn't it?
Well, it made headlines in my brain, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I think last Wednesday morning when I saw it from the Daily Telegraph, which is meant to be a responsible newspaper, it was less like the Express or the Sun.
Yeah.
You know, they give up all drink or risk dementia. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
And they should have known that. The trouble was that they got the information from a company, an organisation called NICE.
Oh, we've talked about them many times on the show. Yeah, they should.
And NICE are basically a propaganda organisation for this medical establishment. They are called the Centre for Clinical Excellence or something, and they're not excellent at all. They're just a propaganda machine.
Well, they are the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, and they cost the taxpayer more than £1 million a week.
They certainly do.
Mm.
And they've got 600 staff. And what they sent me, when I saw this headline, I found obviously the original idea came from NICE, and I emailed them, and the press office sent me all the detail, all the stuff that they had locked together to make this ridiculous statement. Although they didn't make the statement themselves,
mm-hmm.
It was the Telegraph who picked up on what they had said and made an inference, and the wrong inference. But they had basically said, give up, they had said, you know, alcohol causes dementia. There's no safe level of alcohol intake. So obviously you put two and two together and you say, all alcohol causes dementia.
You asked for where they got this stuff from, and it turns out that they couldn't even be bothered to do the research themselves.
Correct. And they got an outside quote-unquote expert to do the research. He turned out to be a very high-powered professor, but he didn't know anything about brains. He knew a lot about intestines and stomachs, as he was a gastroenterologist.
He'd be the first man you'd go to.
And the other thing that really shocked me was I finally found out that this guy, having produced a completely nonsensical one-page report, which actually didn't say anything about the fact that dementia can prevent, alcohol can prevent dementia, which we'll come on to. But he did this one-page report, and he was talking about, half of it was about, alcohol policy and supermarkets charging too little for alcohol, and I thought, hang on, this guy's got an agenda here.
Yeah.
So I looked him up on that. It turns out he's the president of a company called Alcohol Concern, which is a lobbying organization which basically thinks all booze is demonic and basically tells people to stop drinking at all. So the man is not only not an expert, he's completely prejudiced against anyone drinking a single drop of alcohol.
So you get a man to do a report on alcohol's effect on the brain who turns out to be anti-alcohol and, in fact, a gastroenterologist.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Couldn't make it up, could you?
You couldn't. I mean, it's just Alice in Wonderland.
And so then this is picked up by the newspaper, and if you read the Telegraph, you would read that and be panicked.
Yes, indeed. You know, most people would be, because most people do drink. Most adults do drink, and so it's a very scary message that if you have a single drop of alcohol, you will increase your risk of dementia. Not only is it a scary message, which is wrong, it couldn't be more wrong.
Mm.
The evidence says that if you drink alcohol, you will reduce your risk of dementia. That's the thing that really got my goat about the headline.
Extraordinary. There's been many, many studies to back up what you've just said, and the results of them are really quite startling.
Absolutely startling.
Yeah?
There've been 140 studies to date. And although they don't all say exactly the same thing, they all say in the right direction. They haven't exactly found exactly the same thing in each study. No one does find exactly the same thing in different populations. But by and large, up to a certain point, the more you drink, the less your risk of dementia.
Amazing.
That's an astonishing thing to say at this time of the morning for me. but it is true. And as I said, there have been 140 studies, and when the data has been analysed in what's called a meta-analysis by four independent groups all over the world who've looked at the data, and they all say the same thing. Up to a certain point, they don't say you ought to drink. No one ever says you ought to drink, but up to a certain point, people who do drink have a reduced risk of dementia compared to non-drinkers.
Now, the amounts we're talking about here, let's pluck one of the studies here. This was a US study on 6,000 women who were living in care homes who had been and still were regular drinkers. They tracked them for 6 years, more than 6 years, and they discovered the women who drank up to the equivalent of a largish glass of wine obtained some protection against dementia, but those who drank more than that halved their risk of dementia compared to the non-drinkers.
And that is the kind of figure that is now confirmed in most of the studies, that sort of figure. It's a massive, massive reduction.
Incredible.
It is incredible.
And this has been proven by MRI scans back as far as 2001 by Harvard University neurologists who examined the inside of drinkers and non-drinkers' skulls and found some amazing results with that.
Found indeed that the precursors find exactly the same as the epidemiological studies, that people who don't drink have more brain damage than people who do.
Quite incredible.
It is quite incredible.
And do we know why?
Well, I didn't have enough room to explain that in the article in the Mail, but there is some suggestion now. They've done some work, unfortunately, only on rats, and they don't have a terribly nice time about it, but the most exciting stuff is that they've given alcohol to rats and then killed the rats and sliced up their brains and tried to get the brain cells to become Alzheimer-like. You can do something into normal brain cells to make them appear to produce the beta amyloid proteins on the actual cells.
Right.
And there's a standard laboratory procedure for doing this. And these groups of scientists in Chicago University got these mice to drink. They drank about, I don't know, 10 days, only 10 days, I think it was, and they killed them, sliced their brains up, and then did the standard laboratory procedure. Okay, let's give these mice cells Alzheimer's. They couldn't do it. They could not do it. They said, we observed almost complete neuroprotection. In other words, means we, you know, the cells could not actually become Alzheimer-y.
Wow.
Because of the alcohol was protecting them. It was absolutely astonishing.
And it's worth pointing out, of course, that there's not a drug, herb, vitamin supplement, diet, or other lifestyle change that can say that.
Correct. Nothing. There's nothing. And the point is that this is why, I mean, my book came out a few years back, it happened to coincide with David Cameron talking about dementia and saying, we must get to the bottom of this. And I sent a press release out, which basically said, well, we found this substance that will actually reduce the risk of dementia. And, I described all the studies, and I didn't tell until right at the end. I said, well, the molecule of this substance is called such and such, which is a molecule for alcohol. And I said, it's a very common, extremely cheap, very common molecule, which would solve a lot of the dementia problems overnight, as it were. And could I get anyone to take the story? Of course not. Of course not.
Oh, wonderful. Now, there's another extraordinary thing about this. The scientists tend to pool data, don't they, when they get slightly different findings. They call that a meta-analysis.
Yes.
Imperial College in London did the first of these in 2008, and they noticed that low to moderate alcohol use associated with a 38% reduced risk of unspecified incident dementia. And wine, particularly in an intake of up to half a litre a day, significantly reduces the risk of Alzheimer's. The bit I found really interesting as well is that heavy drinkers, like really heavy drinkers, don't benefit, but they're found to be at no greater risk of dementia than non-drinkers.
This happens to be paradoxical, but it happens to be the case. In fact, if you look at the evidence, and I did actually kind of slightly laud it a bit too much, but in the article I said, heavy drinking does cause dementia. Well, it can do, but by and large it doesn't. And in fact, when you ask, a number of studies say, we have no idea why it doesn't, but we have no idea how alcohol does actually affect the brain adversely anyway. We don't understand that. But particularly because, alcohol is a toxic substance. If you want to sort of preserve something, anything living thing or dead thing rather, shove it in alcohol. It can possibly can't be corrupted. So, it's a very, very powerful antiseptic almost a toxic substance to cells. And so there's this massive sort of paradox about why it's good for us on the one hand, and if you want to kind of store a dead baby in it, you store a dead baby and let it live forever, then you put it in alcohol. It's really weird substance. It's a kind of, it's just extraordinary. It's a magical substance in many ways. And what's nice about this magical substance is it makes us feel happy.
Now, you're not suggesting, Tony, and neither am I, that we should all go out and drink to excess here, because obviously it does cause other terrible problems, liver problems, some cancers and all kinds of other
and
things.
And also social problems.
Indeed, indeed.
Marital problems and all of that. So, but it's the cognitive effects, it's the kind of behavioural effects that are the real problem. There are a few health effects, but actually they're pretty minor, to be honest, pretty minor. The establishment talk them up, but they, in actual fact, they're pretty minor. In fact, I was just researching my next book, and I just found a massive study showing that people who drink up to the sort of US limit of intake, which is about, say, a third of a bottle of wine a day for men and half that for women, they actually have a massively reduced risk of cancer. Massively reduced risk of cancer. I mean, it's just extraordinary.
And to kind of to tie off the dementia, there is currently no dementia medicine to match the protective power of alcohol taken in relatively small doses. Fact.
Absolute fact. The drug companies are falling over. I mean, if the drug company had got these results, they'd be laughing all the way to the bank. Because, you know, these are very, very powerful results with the probability of them being wrong. Absolutely zero. And also when you add in the MRI scans, which are kind of prove the point, because all of these studies on population, people say, oh, well, you know, it's just populations and we can't really prove it. But if you look into someone's brain and you can see that actually the fact that they've been drinking has actually improved their brain function compared to someone who hasn't been drinking, you know, it's QED. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Bizarrely, yesterday on the show, we were talking about the benefits of cannabis oil. In a similar fashion, and how it was kind of being kept from the public for various reasons, and
it's all political, all this stuff.
Well, exactly. Your book, which, as you say, you wrote a while ago, that the good news about booze, it's a fascinating book, and I'd love to get you back on to talk about that in a bit more detail, because there's all kinds of other stuff in the book which I'd love to talk about, but we don't have time for now. But I'm delighted to have got you on to kind of lay that myth to rest there, and to be honest with you, the Daily Telegraph ought to be ashamed of themselves.
They ought to be.
Dreadful journalism, really. Tony, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. If people want to get your book, it's called The Good News About Booze, and we'd love to get you back on.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye. TRE.